This is Twit.
I find this super interesting. One of the reasons we started doing this show back in 2006 had to do with the fact that copyright law had been extended so, the term of copyright had been extended so far and on two different instances by lawmakers in the United States that very few things were falling into the public domain. And so fair use was becoming much more prevalent, necessary as the internet was evolving and people were forging ahead with creating things that hadn't fallen out of copyright yet. Well, fast forward now to January of 2018 and specifically to January 1st of 2019, next year. That is the date when every book, film, song, and other copyrighted creative work in the United States will fall out of copyright protection under existing law, even with the two copyright term extensions that we've seen from Congress in recent years. And so there's an interesting piece over at Ars Technica by Timothy Lee pointing this out and sort of pondering, well, are we going to see lawmakers race in to keep Steamboat Willie under copyright again, the way that they've done in times past when this was going to happen? And it seems like we may not. Timothy reached out to people at the RIAA and the MPAA, and nobody there sounds terribly interested in lobbying Congress, urging them to extend our copyright term yet again. Timothy's speculation on that is that it's just become kind of a politically unpopular position to take. Copyright terms are already extraordinarily long. And if we were to undergo another extension, if that were to get debated in Washington by lawmakers, it probably wouldn't be a very popular position to espouse to extend that term longer. So there would be a very low likelihood of them just sort of slipping a copyright term extension by in this age of the internet and in the wake of SOPA and PIPA and the outrage that we saw and the mobilization that we saw over that. So it may be that on January 1st, 2019, works from 1923 will go into the public domain, and works from each successive year, 24, the following year, et cetera, we'll start to have a more robust public domain. What do you think about all this, Mike?
I think Timothy's article is fascinating, and I totally agree with him. I mean, wow, what a huge cultural shift we've seen here over the last 20 years. You know, as you mentioned, back in 1998, Congress enacted the Sonny Bono Copyright Term Extension Act. It acted to extend a whole bunch of works that were poised to fall into the public domain. You mentioned Steamboat Willie. That was certainly one of the original Disney creations. There were other works by George and Ira Gershwin. You know, the Gershwin estate was a big proponent of the Sonny Bono Act, and so were a lot of other content creators. So it's so interesting to think about the dynamic and how that has shifted, you know, with some of the big technology companies that are, you know, pushing for more limitations on copyrights. Google, for example, I think is a great example. It's interesting to see how this has really shifted in a major way. So I think it's probably accurate to state that we're unlikely to see more extensions happen. And I mean, ultimately, you know, it's the extensions that happen, you know, life of the author plus 75 years, that's a long, long time. And so I think we've reached kind of the apex of copyright protection in terms of how long it is. So
Timothy Lee actually reached out to the Authors Guild for feedback on his piece or input into his piece. And the Authors Guild came back to him and said, hey, we'd actually like to see it rolled back. We'd like to see Life Plus 50 because our members need to have a robust public domain to create their works as well. So I think it's really fascinating and an interesting sign of the times. What do you think, Margo?
I have to agree. I mean, it seems silly to have it even be so long after life, 75 years. I guess the whole point of copyright law is to create a good incentive to write and, you know, create new works. But if the author himself or herself isn't even seeing those returns, then I don't really see the point as a non-legal opinion. It seems like it makes sense to maybe roll it back, because unless I don't know of like a seriously good reason to keep it going longer than 75 years. Interesting stuff.
Start to have more access to works created in, well, not that we're in the 20th century anymore, but we shortly, not too long ago, were. So
Margo, you bring up a really good point about the underlying incentives with respect to our copyright laws. Of course, the Copyright Act, the basis for it is in the Constitution itself, which provides that Congress can pass legislation that protects works for limited times. And so it is supposed to be of limited duration, and the whole purpose and rationale behind copyright is to make sure that authors and creators are properly incentivized. And are we getting to the point, if it went beyond 75 years, that the incentive piece is pretty much out of the equation? I mean, no one's creating works knowing, oh, I'm going to create this work because it's going to last for 75 years. I mean, it's just kind of beyond everybody's purview. And that was one of the original challenges to the Sonny Bono Copyright Term Extension Act initially was, you've kind of removed this whole incentive. You've basically made it irrelevant by extending the term so long. So I think this is a welcome development, and it's going to be interesting and fun to see the works as they lapse, fall into the public domain, and what creative people are going to be doing with those works once they're free and open to the public.